Psalm 41. Happy the man who cares for the poor and the weak. If disaster strikes, Yahweh will come to his help. Yahweh will guard him, give him life and happiness in the land. Do not let his enemies treat him as they please. Yahweh will be his comfort on his bed of sickness. Most carefully you make his bed when he is sick. I, for my part, said, Yahweh, take pity on me. Cure me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me with malice, how long before he dies, and his name perishes? They visit me, their hearts full of spite. They offer hollow comfort and go out to spread the news. All who hate me whisper to each other about me, reckoning I deserve the misery I suffer. This sickness is fatal that has overtaken him. He is down at last. He will never get up again. Even my closest and most trusted friend, who shared my table, rebels against me. But Yahweh, take pity on me. Raise me up and I will pay them back. And by this I shall know that I enjoy your favor. If my enemy fails to triumph over me, and I, whom you uphold, go unscathed, set by you in your presence forever. Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel, from all eternity and forever. Amen. Amen.
Psalm 42, A Contemplation by the Sons of Korah. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants after you, God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually ask me, where is your God? These things I remember, and pour out my soul within me, how I used to go with the crowd and led them to God's house, with a voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping a holy day. Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall still praise him for the saving help of his presence. My God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and your billows have swept over me. Yahweh will command his loving kindness in the daytime. In the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I will ask God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my adversaries reproach me, while they continually ask me, where is your God? Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall still praise him, the saving help of my countenance and my God.
Psalm 43, show that I am my God. Defend me against everyone who doesn't know you. Rescue me from those deceitful liars. I run to you for protection. Why have you turned me away? Why must enemies mistreat me and make me sad? Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain. Then I will worship at your altar because you make me joyful. You are my God, and I will praise you. Yes, I will praise you as I pray my heart. Why I am discouraged, why I am restless, I trust you, and I will praise you again because you help me and you are my God.
Psalm 44. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us. what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations, and planted our fathers. You crushed the peoples, and made our fathers flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name for ever. But now you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and have scattered us amongst the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbours, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The people shake their heads at us. My disgrace is before me all day long, and my face is covered with shame at the taunts of those who reproach and revile me because of my enemy, who is bent on revenge. All this happened to us, though we had not forgotten you or been forced to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back, our feet had not strayed from your path, but you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals, and covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God, or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secrets of our heart? Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to dust, our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Redeem us because of your unfailing love.
Psalm 45, a contemplation by the sons of Korah, a wedding song. My heart overflows with a noble theme. I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is like the pen of a skilful writer. You are the most excellent of the sons of men. Grace has anointed your lips. Therefore God has blessed you for ever. Strap your sword on your thigh, mighty one, your splendour and your majesty. In your majesty, ride on victoriously on behalf of truth, humility and righteousness. Let your right hand display awesome deeds. Your arrows are sharp. The nations fall under you, with arrows in the heart of the king's enemies. Your throne, God, is for ever and ever. A sceptre of equity is the sceptre of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments smell like myrrh, aloes, and cassia. Out of ivory palaces, string instruments have made you glad. King's daughters are among your honourable women. At your right hand the queen stands in gold of Ophir. Listen, daughter, consider and turn your ear. Forget your own people and also your father's house. So the king will desire your beauty. Honour him, for he is your lord. The daughter of Tyre comes with a gift. The rich among the people entreat your favour. The princess inside is all glorious. Her clothing is interwoven with gold. She shall be led to the king in embroidered work. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing they shall be led. They shall enter into the king's palace. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You shall make them princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the peoples shall give you thanks for ever and ever.